The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Monday, the octave of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. In the liturgical calendar of the Church, 2 weeks are set aside as a spiritual continuation of the feasts that they follow. One is the octave of Christmas, the other is the octave of Easter. A liturgical octave is 8 successive days that stretch out the celebration of either Christmas or Easter so that the richness of those solemnities can be explored and enjoyed. These octaves challenge us to approach liturgical feasts in a different way than our society does. In the wider culture, Christmas ends on Christmas Day, whereas in the Catholic imagination, Christmas begins on December 25th, well, the 24th, really, on Christmas Eve, and continues for several weeks. When others are taking down Christmas decorations, we should be putting them up. Likewise, our celebration of Easter begins with the Easter Vigil, continues through the octave, which ends on Divine Mercy Sunday, and is extended throughout the Easter season, which concludes 50 days after Easter on Pentecost. This approach to ordering time is different from the linear and sequential system that we're used to. The Greeks had 2 words for time, kairos and chronos. Chronos, from which we derive the word chronological, for example, refers to our typical experience of time. The passage of one event after another, a sequential movement through space, the division of the day into measurable and trackable hours, etc. Kairos is a different approach to time. It refers to the ideal or opportune moment for action. Chronos is quantitative, while kairos is qualitative. Chronos is measured and counted. Kairos is lived and experienced. Here's an example. Every year, as we prepare for the baptism of the catechumens, we have a rehearsal in the parish in order to review the liturgical rite and to help the participants to participate fully in the Mass. However, the catechumens do not participate in the rehearsal. Only the sponsors and the altar boys and a few others. This is because we want the catechumens to experience the liturgy as it unfolds without a thought about what is to come next. I also encourage them not to wear a watch so that they will not be marking time by what comes next or how long this has taken or how much longer that this will go on, but will instead be free to experience each detail as the liturgy unfolds. The octave of Easter is an invitation to live like that, in Kairos time, to enter into the mystery of the resurrection, not just as a fact to be recalled, which it certainly is, but as an ongoing grace that unfolds over time in the life of the believer. St. Paul uses the word Kairos in writing to the Corinthians. He says, "We entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you, and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This acceptable time, this kairos, points not to a measurable point in time, but to a change of heart. This is what it means to live in that kind of moment, where we don't simply move from one devotion to another, but instead, without neglecting them, without neglecting our prayer and our devotions, we allow the power and the mystery of what we believe, to enter more deeply into our hearts. This attitude, this orientation of mind and heart, enables us to sanctify our time, to make it something holy, to use it well, and to see it as a means of drawing closer to God. God bless you.